President Trump has flown into the southern US state of Georgia in the final hours of campaigning for two crucial Senate seats. It's not yet known if his appearance will help or hinder the Republican Party's chances. Some in his party are worried that false claims of electoral fraud in the presidential race may serve to keep voters away from the polling booths in Georgia. President-elect Joe Biden has urged voters in Georgia to break the gridlock by giving the Democrats the control of the Senate. Rachel Mealy reports.
It might be the last campaign rally President Trump will address for a while, and he didn't waste any time getting to his talking points.
Well, I want to thank you very much. Hello, Georgia. By the way, there's no way we lost Georgia. There's no way. That was a rigged election.
The runoff elections in Georgia are for two Senate seats. In last November's election, no candidate won more than 50% of the vote, and under Georgia's rules, the elections need to be run again to pick the winners. The control of the US Senate for the next 2 years is up for grabs, and both parties are throwing everything they've got at the outcome. President-elect Joe Biden told a rally in Atlanta his administration can get things done if the Democrats control the Senate.
Georgia, the whole nation is looking to you. The power is literally in your hands. Unlike any time in my career, one state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
Joe Biden was flanked by the Democratic candidates John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock, who's a Baptist preacher. If he wins his seat, he'd become Georgia's first ever black senator. For the Republican Party, the past 2 days haven't been ideal. A leaked recording of a phone call between President Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State diverted attention from the Senate races.
This is a faulty election result, and honestly, this should go very fast. You should meet tomorrow because you have a big election coming up. And because of what you've done to the president, you know, the people of Georgia know that this was a scam. And because of what you've done to the president, a lot of people aren't going out to vote.
The fallout from the phone call prompted Georgia's election officials to come out swinging at the president in an attempt to restore confidence in tomorrow's voting process. Gabriel Sterling is a Republican who's in charge of Georgia's voting systems.
This is all easily, provably false. Yet the president persists.
At the rally in Georgia, Republican candidate Senator Kelly Loeffler stood beside President Trump, but the other candidate, Senator David Perdue, was obeying doctor's orders to isolate because he'd been exposed to someone with coronavirus. Donald Trump repeated his false claims that votes were stolen in large numbers to deny him the election.
If the Liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
Traditionally, under America's non-compulsory voting system, it's harder to get voters to turn up for a runoff election. But this time, both parties have been spending big on advertising to keep voters' attention focused. Republican pollster Whit Ayres told The World Today both Senate races are too close to call.
It's very difficult to figure out how those countervailing forces work. Everybody seems to think right now that both races are very, very close.
3 million people have already voted in the election. That's about 40% of registered voters. Officials say they'll be able to count the votes quickly, but if it's down to the wire, recounts might be on the cards once again.
Rachel Mealy reporting.